and cool for your test and with ours. Where is that?
My arrangement's different from yours.
I think the Machin Zeichel Moshe Godel. Is it that? I think we're holding Rashi B'machin Zeichen. We did the Rashi Gezel Baum already. Why do they deserve such wealth? She gave an answer because either they give Meiser or they mechabed the Torah or the mechabed Shabbos. This person, he went to visit this person, and he put down the table. He said, "L'shem Oratzim Loyal." Then on Rishoyim, Lehonas Atin Shenavorich, Shmoy Bebirchas Alechem. We did this Rashi. We have no permission to take benefit from the world until we thank Kodesh Baruch Hu. First is only the Odom. Ayeli Matantin Nenino Hatay Bezes. And we recognize that we only got that which we benefited was from Hashem. Ma'atzi V'Kodesh Hashem Mechubad. Minachsiv V'Kurosa L'Shabbos Arnig. Mechalad V'Kodesh Hashem Mechubad Lava Shabbos Koi. He already said V'Kurosa L'Shabbos Arnig. Shabbos you call an Arnig. V'Kodesh Hashem is Mechubad. So that's referring to Yom Kippur. Then it says V'Kibaratzoi a Shabbos Mahar. Let's come back on Shabbos. Already said you were mechabed Yom Kippur. So how you mechabed Shabbos? L'hakdim is man tzuras Shabbos was man tzuras chol b'zal kavodah. The kavod is doing it earlier. Rab says. Shmuel says la'acher b'zal kavodah. Shul misav alechol. He desires to eat. So the Mor says b'nei Rapapa bar Abba asked Rapapa. For us, which we have meat and wine the whole week, so how are we going to make Shabbos different? How we make it different on other days? So he told them, if you normally eat early, you should do it. You should push it to be late. Rosheshes was blind. And a royal esach, he cannot see what time it was, whether it's time to eat or not. He derish b'Shabbos, and he would teach on Shabbos. Moshe b'talmida b'mokum, shtagia shal machama le'esachol. He would have the Talmidim seated in a place where the sun would move to that spot when it was time to eat. Today she eats taru, the sun would start to bother them. The yamaru l'kuma, they would therefore get up, and indicate to him it was time to get up. Then in the winter they would put them in the place the Motzi Tula where the shade would come. She'd settle, they would get cold and they would again get up. In order that Kihechu Lakumo Hai, they would get up. High means Meher quickly. Rabbi Zera, back in the Gemara. Last two words of the Kufi Testament. Zera Mahadar Azuzi Drabbanan. He would go around to the groups of Tamidim. You should not be mechal Shabbos by not eating. So Rashi Mahadra Zuzi Rabbanu. You see them as pairs. They were learning Torah, talking and learning. He would go after them and he would say, please, go and do your Erech Shabbos. Don't be Michal Shabbos by forgetting to eat with the Erech Shabbos. Amar Rabba. Vitema Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Akhil Yachid, the Hemispala Bear of Shabbos, Tarach Lermer by Yechulu. Even an individual person is required to say the psukim of Vayechulu, not just for the tzibur. Damar Rav Hanuna, why is that important? Because Rav Hanuna said, "Kol mispala be'er Shabbos, Amar Vayechulu, malo v'kosav kilo nasa shutav l'kadosh baruch hu l'maisi bereishis." It's if he joined with the Kadosh Baruch Hu to in maisi bereishis. Shenemar Vayechulu. Atikir Vayechulu, which is the way we read it, Ela Vayechalu It's where the Bach puts it in Vayichalu. It says Vayichulu is not reflexive. It's a passive voice. It was completed. They, referring to the Maaseh Bereishis, were completed. Vayichalu means they are now completing it. So this person is joining into to complete it. They were completed, but rather they completed it. So it's going. It's an active voice. So who's they? He and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by saying the same way, Yehudah. So a person recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. That itself is the purpose of the whole. The purpose of the whole Bria is that recognition. So he's joining into my civilizations by that through that recognition. Rabbi Elazar Menayin Shadibur to Maisa. How do we know? Where do you see that Dibur is equivalent to Maisa? Shenemar B'drashem Shemaim Nasu. So he's saying, you're saying he's the Shutta of the Maisa Bereishis. He's also creating. He's just saying something. He's not creating. He's just saying. So where do you see that the Dibur and Maisa are equivalent? He says the Kodesh Baruch also B'drashem Shemaim Nasu. So you see Dibur and Maisa are equivalent. Amar of Chista, Amar Mar Ukbo, Kol Nisvela Be'er Shabbos, Amar Vayichulu. Every person, the more assumes, has two people which are two malachi which are constantly accompanying him. You remember if you ever learn brachas, the more talks about when they would come to the basic key, say the person would excuse himself to the malachim and say, excuse me, I have to deal with human beings still, and he would go off to the bathroom. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Gimel. A person goes to bat, basically, so he says he's kabbed to malachim. He says, excuse me, that I'm excusing myself. The Ramah, I think, says over there, the Mishnah Berurah says, well, we don't say it anymore because we're not sure that we are deserved of having malachim walking around accompanying us. But in the time of the Gemara assumes that everybody had these two malachim. So the person says, well, Yechulo, it says those two malachim, which are constantly accompanying him, will put their hands on his head. That your sins have been removed. So the process of a person accepting the Kodesh Baruch Hu's mastery over the world creates that kapara. Tanya, the Bereishis by Yehuda Omer, this is the more famous Gemara. Shem Malachi Asharis, Malavon of the Ozum, Yivar Shabbos, Yivet HaKnesses, the Beis. The person has two Malachim which accompany him home on Friday night from the Shul to his home. Echad Tzev, Echad Rav, one is as it were good, as it were bad, Kishabala Besay, Matan Adolak with Shulchan Oruch, Umita Mitzas, the house is lit, the table is set, the house is in order. Malach Tov Armor Yehiratzon Shatei Shabbos Acheres Kach, Malach Ra Oino Amen Balkarchei. So the Malach Tov says, Halavai should be like this again, and the Malach Ra has the answer. Bimav. It's not so. Malach Ra Oimer Yehiratzon Shatei Shabbos Acheres Kach, Malach Tov Oino Amen Balkarchei. A person should always, this is referring to the Suda of Leil Shabbos, even if he's not hungry, he still has to set the table properly, even if he's only planning to eat a small meal, which is a kezayis. Now this is machlokes in the halacha, what is the minimum amount of food a person can eat to fulfill Suda Shabbos? So one opinion obviously says kezayis based on the Gemara, because the Gemara says the minimum amount is a kezayis. The other one says the Gemara is saying we have a case of a person, all the person was able to eat was a kezayis, or alternatively all the person actually had available to eat was a kezayis, still there's a need of eating the meal. But the ikar kiyum of the mitzvah is the person has to eat more than a kebeya of pas, because we find in general Chazal said a kebeyas suda is considered is more than a kebeya. That's why Gabi, we had before a person does the mitzvah, a person can't eat a meal. A person is allowed to eat up to a kebeya of pas before he does the mitzvah. Tilas lulav before musaf, a person makes kiddush. So the simplest Torah, you make kiddush before tzim, shachas, and musaf. There's a limit how much you're allowed to eat because you didn't do musaf yet. There's an Isra Chilo before Shachas. you can't eat before you daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's an issue to eat before Kiddush. Make Kiddush, and it's after Shacharis. So great, so now I can do whatever I want. No, you didn't daven. There's a mitzvah which is incumbent upon you. We're afraid you get too involved in the eating, you're going to forget the mitzvah. So they said that better than there, the shear is Kibbeah Void. So that's the shear, so Shabbos also, because that's considered a Suda. So with Shabbos also, you have to have a Kibbeah. Should you have at least the Kibbeah? I think I also pointed out to you one time, there's a Mechlokes Achronim, what is the minimum amount that you make the bracha of Alakil Sudayim on? Shulchan Aruch Shita is a Kibbeah. So if a person is finally eat less than a Kibbeah pas, he would wash his hands, but without a bracha. Couldn't the B'magon, you make a bracha even on the Kazayas? Alakil Sudayim. Yeah. Correct. A person should eat Malam Malka, even if he's only eating a Kazayas, a person should set the table. And it continues, it says, Kamed B'Motzei Shabbos Malugma, Paskamed B'Motzei Shabbos Malugma. Eating something warm in Motzei Shabbos is considered healthy. Malugma is a form of, what you had before, is refuah. And having fresh bread, baking fresh bread Motzei Shabbos, as opposed to their bread, they didn't have refrigerators and plastic bags to keep it in. So the time that Motzei Shabbos came around, the bread wasn't so fresh. Paschama, warm bread Motzei Shabbos is mulut. Rabbi Avoh have avdu my bapuki shavato igla tilsa. Rabbi Avoh would shecht every Motzei Shabbos, he would shecht an animal. An igla tilsa is an eagle's a calf. Tilsa is either grown a third, or it's considered a third one that the mother children. The first two, the mother is younger; it doesn't produce the children are weaker. The third one, really, the mother is the cow is stronger, so the child which produced is a healthier child, and that's the most tasty of. And then everybody gets older, so. So that's the most tasty. So he would every Motzei Shabbos he would go and spend the money to buy such a one. And have ochel minei kliyos. So he would eat the kliyos. I'm assuming it means the kidneys. That was for him. That was a delicacy. He got off Avimi Beres. So when Revo's son Avimi grew up, Amalei he said to his father, Lama loch lasurei kulihai nishma kliyos ami mehal shabbat. Why are you spending so much money? And you know, there's a limit to how much meat they could eat. It wasn't all even consumed necessarily. Just save it from Erev Shabbos to Kloyas. So Mar says Shavkuhu, so he didn't to shecht the eagle that coming Motzei Shabbos. And also Arya Achleis, so a lion came and ate it. To indicate that wasn't, you know, it should have been well. It was better. You're not using the way it should be used, you're not going to have it anyway. So you might as well use it the way you're supposed to. Now, not everybody else, I mean, so this fellow for the last 40 years has been Mekayim, you know, Oynik Shabbos, this covered Shabbos by eating a special Suda as he sees Shabbos go. So he gets punished with an RA. And the guy next to him never did it once, his animals are attacked. And it's an. So the Mor says that if a person undertakes, Mor and Brachas, if a person undertakes a madrega of doing a mitzvah, the Rosh gives him a certain siyata d'shmaya and a certain hashkacha that he should be able to continue to do that mitzvah, and we expect him more at that point in time. It's Rashi, Rabbi Avos, it's Rashi. Vayichulu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mizeh Mesapa B'Shvach, Yishamokim, B'Shvach Shal Shabbos, that you're being Mesapa, what this person is saying over the Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's a night, he comes to Shuttav. He said, Rav Shalchonim, Erev Shabbos, which means Aleli Shabbos, said it for the night of Shabbos. Matzoi Shabbos, Nami Kavod Shabbos, Olavos, B'Yitziyos, Derech Kavod, you're seeing the Shabbos out, Kodom HaMolavos, HaMelech, it says him in the ear, like you accompany a king out. Common lishtais v'lirkoitz, a person would drink hot water and wash himself without water. Malugma is refuah. The one he should have shechted was eaten. My wife one time pointed out that sometimes most people say Shabbos looks like you're being megarish the malka, not being melava the malka. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Levi, back in the Gemara. Kol eino amen yehishmer avah b'chol koichoi, mevorach b'chol koichoi, is karen lo gzardinoi. If a person says yehishmer avah, even if a gzardin gets him in Shemayim, which is negative, that will be broken and be replaced with a positive one. Shenemar, b'froi ha-pro'ois b'Yisrael, when there is a removal of the pros of the literally of the peres, when things are broken open and there's pros which could be peronius, and before pros the peronius are being are broken open and being removed. When is that? It's not even om baruch Hashem. My time before pros, mishum the baruch was Hashem, because of baruch Hashem, therefore the before pros were removed. Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yechanan says, I feel yesh by shemesh of Avodah Zorah, even though he has a tinge of Avodah Zorah. Mechel Noi Bershom Bli Mechel Vim, the Tziv Hocha B'Fray Peroiz, the Tziv Hossam by the Chet Egel, Ki Perua Hu. Okay. The Bach adds in Ki Froi Aharon. Okay. And again, this is the deal with we said that, you know, the reward has to be sort of some way indicative of the actual action that the person is doing. So Gan Eden is the world where the world is Kitikunoi, where Adam Rishon lived, and Kosh Baruch Hu was his presence was palpable. It was obvious to the point that Adam, Rashi says, spoke to Kosh Baruch Hu without any fear. That was the relationship. So a person says Amen is Pesul Shar Ganeden Shemar Pisku Sharim Vayomer Great Tzadik Shemar Emunim. The Great Tzadik comes into the Sharim Shemar Emunim. I'll take a Shemar Emunim. El Sharim Amen. My Amen. What does the word Amen stand for? Amr Rebbe Chanina Kael Melech Neman. Kael is the Vashem is the strong one of the world. He created the world. Melech he became the king of the world. And Naaman, he is trusted to bring the Gula to the world. So the three periods that we had before, the three periods of time of the world, are all included in the word Amen. So a person recognizes that belongs in Gan Eden. Taisa says that when you say Amen, the Pshat Nemora is saying you should be Mahar. When you say Amen, you're thinking through your head, Kel Melech Naaman. So the correct Kabbalah for the word Amen, by the way, when a person says Amen, Mr. Burr Hoskins is, so it depends if it's a bracha of Bakasha or just a statement of Shevach. It's a statement of Shevach. A person says Amen, I believe that is so true. I believe that is so also. So Amen it is, I mean Amen it, I'm saying it, it's Emes. Plus Kelmel of Namon. And if there was a Bakasha, I say, and also, and bracha, where there was a, if it's just a bakasha, I'm asking that Kosh Baruch Hu should make it so. If it's a bakasha and a bracha, so I think that what he said is true, and Halavai Hashem should fulfill the request also, and Kamel Chambon, that's just what to think every time you say Amen. And that's called saying Amen, and the more, according to one Pshat, the more so the person who says an Amen Yisayma, one Pshat Amen Yisayma means he doesn't have to correct Kabbalah when he says Amen. And the word doesn't say nice things about people who say Amen Yisayma. So the process of saying Amen during Chazaras HaShatz, etc., is an accomplishment to say it properly. See Rashi. Sometimes you get the feeling that davening really should be done a little bit differently than the way we do it sometimes. You get the feeling. I don't know. B'chol Kavanos, Rashi says, B'chol Kavanos means with all of his focus. Taisa says it actually means, besides that, Taisa says it also means actually raising the voice. Mekoron. Okay, before Peros, Bitho Peronius, going Perua, in the Tagamina, Batel. So Perua means the Lashon Batel. So the Bitho of the Peronius is Bithnadivan Baruchu, Kishmithnadin Yisrael, the Baruch is Baruch. When Kaiso comes and willingly and happily accepts, gives praise to Hashem. ki feroi aharoi avodazora v'alchi kamer v'botol priyas avodazora, that this will cause a bittul of this. We have it for that the other person is protected, he's an offense, and the first getter yishchena nachash, when it's broken open, everything can come in. So the protection of Christ has been removed. They're through, they're now broken open, wide open for Vodazara. It says over here that Bifroya Prois, that Prius of Vodazara, this opening, this being connected to Vodazara, will be bottled. That'll be this Avera Vodazara will not be mentioned about them in conjunction with them because of the Heshved Avah. Amen. Every time he says Amen, he is declaring Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kemal Afnemon. So it's written down in Halacha that the proper length of time that the word Amen should be long enough to be able to actually say Kamel Nemon. That's the length of time that the word Amen should take. If we can do it the easy way, why should we do it the hard way? No, because see, Amen also represents the idea of saying Emes. I believe in it. I believe that it's so. Okay, I'm not sure exactly why this interlude is here, but the Yishmer Rabban Amen. I didn't get the flow. I guess it's because it says over the mouth says Amen. Okay, like the place where the more dreams of the idea of what Amen is because the mouth said Amen. Okay. So the more. Amr Bihuda Vered Rav Shmuel Mishmei the Rab, and at Lake of Matsuya El Mavokam Shiesh Chilul Shabbos. Fire comes in a place where there was not Shabbos was not kept. Shenemar Imosishmu Eloi Lekadesh Shemar Shabbos. Uluti Seis Masa. If you don't listen to me to keep to be Mekadesh Shabbos and to not carry your burdens out on Shabbos, it's so. It's the Eish Bisharehov. The version is that he will put a fire which will eat the palaces of Yerushalayim and they'll not be extinguished. The fire will break out in a time where people are not available to put it out. It'll be hard to put it out. Until you get the people together, it'd be too late. Oh, Rabbi, Loi Chabri Yerushalayim Ela Bishvil Shechilul Bo'as HaShabbos. The Chabri Yerushalayim came because of the Chilul Shabbos, which existed in Shenemar. Mishab Sesai Ha'alimu Enehem. They hid their eyes from Shabbos. Literally, they ignored Shabbos. Vo'achel B'Seichom. And I will cause a Chilul, a destruction amongst them. Bayis Rishon was a Vodazara Gevir Rashi Chazdov, and Bayis Sheni was seen as clean. And what's this? So at least I think the Mashal says that had they kept Shabbos, that would have been given them a chilul on a Vodazara. It would have given them the recognition of Kadosh Baruch Hu to the point that therefore they would have overcome the Vodazara Gevir Rashi Chazdov. But so what they did wrong was X. The reason why they did wrong is because they didn't do this properly. That didn't guard them and protect them and bring them back from those events. Amravo, the Mor goes to a series of different reasons. Amaroyim would say see different reasons why there was the Yerushalayim. Amravo, they did not say Kriyashma morning and night. Shemar, Hoy Mashkim Ebabaker. Oy, these people get up in the morning, Shecher Yudofu, and they run after the beer. The naval Taif Khalil, they had the various instruments over there. The Kinnar is the tambourine, naval is a type of a wind instrument, Taif is the drum, the Khalil is the flute. the yayin mishneim, so they're having this party with the music and wine. Vespala shemol yabitu, and they the deeds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu they did not concentrate, look at, they did not concentrate on, they didn't focus on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in the Bria. And therefore they're going to go into to Golus without based due to their lack of understanding of the world. So we're understanding that to mean that's referring to the process of saying they did not think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence in the world, especially Abitu, and therefore they had Golus. They did not keep the Tanakh Shabbos Rabban living Torah. Shenemar Shroich Alalo Bachutz. They came. The punishment was my Tam Shroich. Why did the Bereshit pour out his anger at them? Mishum the Alalo Bachutz, because the children are out in the streets. And that makes matters. And over here, the Mashiach has a long arichus about his frustration with the Ben Ezmanim of the children spending time and hanging out in their Ben Ezmanim and not learning Torah. Okay. You know, like the Zilberman Cater, they have a school 365 days a year. You know, in Yerushalayim, they have their Rebbeim teach on Yom Tov, their Rebbeim teach. The kids live basically with proximity to the Cater. So on Yom Tov they teach, on Shabbos they teach, Chol Hamoed they teach, every Shabbos they teach. You know, they teach. The whole Cater, from starting from five, six, all the way up. Okay. You have the very special wives of the rebbeim for that to happen. Yeah. Amar Ula lo yachav Yerushalayim ala b'shmeim v'nei shalom boishes panim zemi, that they weren't embarrassed. And Morel says they weren't embarrassed. When a person's embarrassed, he recognizes what he's doing is wrong. That they when the person walks around with any no level of embarrassment, he means. So that means he's not fully enveloped and absorbed in the chait. So he hasn't fully degraded himself into and fall into the world of chait because he's uncomfortable with it. He recognizes it it's not proper, but he has no embarrassments. So I mean, he's fully into the world of chait, and then there's no solution for him. Shenemar Havishu ki soeva osu gam boish lo yevoshu. There will be a Russian of I think they will be withered, because to whatever they did, and they weren't embarrassed. So did Taleva, and not only that, they weren't embarrassed. That's to the point that the problem is that the embarrassment is the problem, or the lack thereof. Amar Yitzchak Kavir Yishalayim El Bishvil Shahushu Katan VeGadol. They didn't recognize the difference between the Katan and the Gadol. They equated them. They didn't give the proper recognition to the chashivas of people, thereby allowing them to have a hashpo on them. Well, Yaakov Kakohen, Uksi Basrei, he boik si boik oritz, which means it's going to be emptied out. Amar of Amram Breder of Shimon Bar Abba, Amar of Shimon Bar Abba, Amar of Chinino Lachav Yishlam El Bishriel Shaloh Hichu Zez Zeh. They do not give each other to Chacha Shemar Hayasarea Kayolim Lo Motzumi Reb. There were like an ayol, and they did not find any place to pasture anymore. What does it mean they were like an ayol? My alzeh roshah shalzeh betzad desnava shalzeh. Obvious yisober shabosh ador kavsh peneim bekarke blechich lezeh. They hid their faces in the ground. They looked down. They ignored what was going around and proper around them. They held them in contempt. So therefore, again, the Talmud Chacham cannot have any type of type. Would not have it. There wasn't a chance of him having any type of effect and a shpah on that. Shemar vayihiyu malivim mevalachei ha'alakim uvoisim devorah. The messengers of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which are referring over here to the Talmid Chachamim, they were mal of them. They were. They would insult them. Uvoshim Devorim, and they would insult his words. Umatsasim Benaviyim, and they would, the Metatea Benaviyim, they consider the Neviyim foolish. Alois Kamas Hashem Ba'avoy, Ad Le'en Marpe. Till Hashem's anger came to the point that it was not to be healed. My Adain Marpe, I'm a Rehuda, I'm a Rav, Kalambasat, I'm a Chochem, Ein L'Refuel Amakosi. That the punishment is such that there's no way to save him from that punishment. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav Ma'ad Asim Atigo B'mshichoy B'nayel Tereyu. We say every morning in davening, don't touch my anointed ones and my Nevi'im, do not do evil to them, do bad to them. Atigo B'mshichoy El Tenech Hashem Yis Rabban. It's referring to the Tenoikas U'minayel Tereyu El Tamin HaChachamim. He has to give the proper care to the children and to the Dvinah Chacham. Amr Shlokesh B'shem Rav Yehuda Nasir. Rav Yehuda Nasir was the grandson of Rebbe. So Rav Shlokesh quotes his grandson as saying, "En ala miskayim ala b'shvil hevel tinokos shabes rabba." The expression of breath that the children that they, as they learn Torah, that's what keeps the world going. Amr Le Papa Labaya Didi V'Digoch My. What about us? We're learning Torah. Yes, we are, but our hevel, as pure as it is, we're learning Torah, we have other things which come out with it, and they don't have that problem. We do not interrupt their learning for anything, except for having a good time. From my fathers and from your fathers, a city without the children learning Torah, the city will be destroyed. Will be destroyed to the point that it's totally chayim. There's nothing left. That's one more line. The people who acted with true faith, they were trustworthy. No, we're no longer there, and therefore Yerushalayim was destroyed. The Gemara is going to challenge that. But the Gemara makes a positive number. Shetzu bechutzas Yerushalayim ru'u no uzuug. You should look and see. You should know. Bikshu b'rochavei say im timsu ish oisem mishpat mvakesh emuna. The eslach law. If you find such a person, the person says, "I will forgive them," but you're not going to find them, and therefore I'm not going to forgive. Okay.